thank you. We're joined as usual by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to be joined by Brett Smiley, who will run for mayor of Providence if, as expected, Angel Tavares moves on. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Thank you. Good morning.
A shooting this week at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. has refocused attention on the connection between gun violence and mental health issues. Meanwhile, a legislative task force in Rhode Island that's supposed to be looking at this connection has yet to meet. Scott, what will it take to have a more serious look in Rhode Island at the intersection of guns and mental health?
One thing I'm struck by is the passion on both sides of this issue. And the gun owners seem to be more passionate than the folks who want gun control. And what I think is needed is something like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, a real grassroots group of folks out there who are putting pressure on the General Assembly and on the legislature to do the right thing, because you're never going to have as much campaign money as the National Rifle Association and the gun industry. So I really think it'll take a grassroots effort.
Now, in fairness to the General Assembly, a lot of times legislative commissions don't get named until after Labor Day. So perhaps the January deadline for reporting out findings was a bit too aggressive. But what was your reaction to this, Maureen?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. It is a little bit early. And one of the interesting things is there's several legislative commissions, and we seem to be getting into that pattern. This is a very tricky issue because it's not about guns per se this time. It's really about mental health. And the tension between privacy and tracking people and putting them on list is one that's very nettlesome. And so we really need, in Rhode Island, some thoughtful people to hold hearings and to chart a course that's effective and yet respects people's privacy.
Brett Smiley, you're planning to run for mayor of Providence. What would your strategy be for reducing gun violence in the city?
Well, stronger gun laws are a high priority for me, and it seems that whether or not it's before or after Labor Day that something like a study commission or a legislative commission on strengthening our gun laws, it's not something that should wait and should be a priority pushed through with all haste. And we knew that this needed to convene as soon as the session was over, so why wait?
Let's go to some questions for our special guest, Brett Smiley. Brett, you've been a consultant, a campaign manager, you've been the chair of the Providence Water Supply Board, but you've never run for office before. Is the mayor of Providence really an entry-level political job?
There's no better job in Rhode Island than that of mayor. There's no way to make a difference and really impact the quality of life than the mayor of the city of Providence for those of us who live here. Having worked for the last two mayors and having lived around the country and having the perspective to know that what we have here in Providence is really something special, I'm really interested in doing whatever I can to preserve that quality of life, to preserve what's special about Providence, and the best way to do that is through the mayor's office.
Let's go to Maureen.
Well, I mean, but Ian's question was, is this an entry-level job? And if you do run for mayor, what's your path to victory? What distinguishes you and among all the other candidates? How do you expect to win?
To your previous question, it is not an entry-level job. And I agree that we need to have a mayor who's ready to hit the ground running from day one. And having worked for the last two mayors, having grown a successful business, having represented the city at the State House and understanding deeply its interests at the State House, I think I'm ready and I'm not starting from an entry point. The path to victory is the same as it was for all of the last mayors, which is to win in neighborhoods across the city. It's not one neighborhood versus another. It's finding support across the city in every neighborhood.
But don't you all sit and think about demographics and geographics? I mean, that's not in your world space?
What's in my world space is articulating a view for the future of the city of Providence, a way to find to a prosperous new future for us so that we can grow our economy, create jobs, improve our schools, and make our streets safer. And those messages are clear and important to every neighborhood in the city.
Let's go to Scott.
One of the things that the business people and homeowners complain about in Providence is the relatively high taxes, and it has to be a problem for getting business to locate here. These very high property taxes, compared nationally to other cities, it's up there. What do you do about that?
I agree that our tax rates are almost at the tipping point where they're too high. And I also think that through the last several rounds of cuts and tax increases, that there is very little left to cut and nothing left to tax. The solution is growth. Economic growth, growing our economy, is the way forward.
Yeah, but how do you bring people in here when they have to pay such high taxes?
The quality of life in Providence is second to none. And so the things that attract people to the city are the same as they've always been, which is world-class universities, thriving neighborhoods, and a great quality of life. And that withstands the test of time.
The first woman to win statewide office in Rhode Island, Susan Farmer, died this week at age 71 after a long battle with cancer. She was part of a wave of mostly Republican women who won office in the 1980s. Brett, what lesson do you think Susan Farmer offers for today's Rhode Island Republican Party?
Well, first of all, let me say that the Farmers were friends of mine. I've known Mac fairly well, and I'm very saddened by her loss. I think the most important lesson is that honest, good government and effective management transcends party lines, and that should be a value that we all aspire to.
How about you, Maureen? What do you say?
Well, I was a friend of Susan's, and I miss her deeply. But I would say that she was part of a wave of women that came in and took advantage of the fact of a minority party where the structure of opportunity was much wider, and did right by that. And there were several really talented Republican women that came along. Now, as far as the Republican Party, I see is it's really not about gender. It's really about matching up an ideological message with the mainstream voters and coming up with qualified candidates irrespective of their gender. That's the challenge they have now, I think.
Scott, tell us a little bit about how you'll remember Susan Farmer and what lessons she offers for today's Rhode Island politicos.
Well, she was a power woman in pearls and Lily Pulitzer. Just a fabulous campaigner, wonderful person, worked hard, cared deeply about this state. The problem for the people like Susan Farmer is I don't think she could win a Republican primary nowadays, particularly if it was closed. Someone who's pro-choice on the abortion rights issue, someone who's pro-gay rights. She was strong, a peace candidate, worked very hard against Nixon for Pete McCloskey's anti-Vietnam War campaign. People with this kind of profile nowadays don't win Republican primaries, and that's sad because I think someone like her would appeal to a general election electorate.
A new poll commissioned by Providence Mayor Angel Tavares shows him with a 19-point lead over State Treasurer Gina Raimondo in a potential matchup for governor. This comes after an earlier public policy polling poll showed Raimondo as the frontrunner in a race for governor. Brett Smiley, you've done work for both Angel Tavares and David Cicilline. Do you expect to support Angel Tavares for governor next year?
I will be supporting Angel, yes.
Scott, what was your reaction to this latest poll, and how do you sketch out the major differences between Tavares and Raimondo?
Well, I think this poll, first of all, they released it for one pretty good reason. The mayor is trailing the general treasurer by a long shot in money raising. And you put a poll like this out there from Hart and Guerin, very respected Democratic pollsters, I'm pretty sure that it's a good poll. And they hope that this will juice their fundraising. And I think it probably will. However, let's also be honest here about polling a year before an election. It doesn't seem to me that the issues are really refined yet, that they've been narrow. And what it may also do is, if you look at the negative side of it, it may juice Raimondo's people to be a little more negative about Tavares and try to raise his negatives.
Maureen, do you find this credible that Tavares has a 19-point lead over Raimondo?
Well, I find it credible based on the assumption of likely Democratic voters. And it's very hard to poll primary voters. So I think the poll is credible in terms of the people that they asked. But the question is going to be turnout. Is she going to use her money effectively to boost up turnout, to go after the suburban vote? And it is a long ways away. So the general, you know, conventional wisdom is that Angel would have an easier time in the primary and she might have an easier time in the general. So it's panning out that way. She's got a lot of money, but she's got a lot of work to do.
And quickly back to Brett Smiley, what are your main takeaways from this poll commissioned by Angel Tavares?
It's clear that the people of Providence think that Angel's doing a great job as mayor. And I think a lot of that comes from the financial reforms and the fiscal management that he did in his first 2 years in office. And it just shows that mayors who run a good budget and take tough stances will be rewarded by the voters.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Roundtable. Scott?
Thank you.
Maureen?
Thank you.
And Providence mayoral candidate Brett Smiley?
Thank you.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.